The unfortunate death of a man at Flaming Gorge Reservoir this week has shined a light on the potential risks of heading out on the ice. Now, a major fishing tournament planned for this weekend at the reservoir has been called off.
Organizers of the annual Burbot Bash are concerned about thinning ice at Flaming Gorge, which straddles the Utah-Wyoming state line. KSL Outdoors host Adam Eichel is with us now live in studio. And you were planning to go out there this weekend, were you?
Yeah, I was headed out. It's a big event. You know, a little history on Burbot, if you don't know what a Burbot is.
No, yeah.
Burbot are non-native invasive fish found in Flaming Gorge Reservoir. They were discovered in the Green River drainage about 2004, 2005, and their population just exploded in Flaming Gorge. It's perfect habitat for them. And so anglers and biologists, you know, they were concerned because these fish can really have an impact by eating and out-competing the other sport fish in the reservoir. And so about 2008, I helped organize with a group called BigFishTackle.com. They organized a what they called the Burbot Bash. We had about 100 participants show up that year, and we were just trying to catch as many burbot as possible. They did so well that Flaming Gorge Chamber of Commerce, Green River Chamber of Commerce, Rock Springs, they all got involved, and they held an annual yearly event called the Burbot Bash. Mm. 2 years ago, we had 1,200 participants.
Wow.
We moved over 4,000 burbot in just 3 days.
Wow, so this is going to impact a lot of people and the surrounding communities, right?
It will. You know, the Flaming Gorge area is pretty slow during the winter. There's not much going on. And so, you know, this is a big boost to towns like Manila and Flaming Gorge Resort, people that rely on this income to come in. And that's why they hold it. They, you know, they hold these big events. There were a $10,000 fish that we put in there a few months ago that if someone caught it, they were going to get $10,000. It was that lure to get people out there to come spend some money, spend some time, and enjoy Flaming Gorge during the winter. So, yeah, it's a little disappointing that we're not going to have the Burbot Bash this year. But, you know, I think they just erred on the side of caution, and probably rightfully so.
So how is, like, how many burbot are in the reservoir now? I mean, is it going to be a big problem that they're not holding the bash?
That's a good question. You know, really, biologists have a hard time understanding burbot. They've done, both on the Utah side and the Wyoming side, for the past 8-10 years, they've been studying burbot, trying to figure out why they've been doing so well. But they also have noticed that angler pressure is key to knocking burbot populations down. This last year, when we pulled tremble nets with the biologist, they saw a 34% decline in the burbot population. So they're like, wow, you know, we're actually helping out by targeting these anglers, by going over and fishing them through the ice, which is the best time to go after them. They're getting ready to spawn. We're actually impacting this burbot population on the gorge, which in essence helps all the other fish in the lake. They were excited to see that. And now it's kind of a setback. I think, you know, both sides, you know, they were really hesitant to postpone this. And ultimately, it's probably going to be postponed till next year. Really hesitant to do it, but they just, like I said, they erred on the side of caution.
Well, it's too bad they had to cancel it, Adam, but maybe next year, like you said.
Oh, yeah, next year. And there is another burbot contest coming up called the Burbot Classic. That's February 6th through the 8th. Haven't heard yet if that is canceled or not. We'll should know here in the next week or two.
All right, Adam, thanks so much. That's KSL Outdoors host Adam Eichel joining us live.